Ladies, we are looking at chapter 33.
I hope I wasn't being selfish.
And that's page 152 at the bottom of the page.
152, I haven't got that.
Yeah, you've got the next page.
Oh, sorry. 152, yes, I have.
Yeah, 152. It says at the top of the page, it says 84. Now, so the idea is, hand it over here, page 33, chapter 33. Right, so that's mem base on the base, that's 42b, page 84 at the top, and 152 at the bottom. And the point is that a person has a sense of awareness of the presence of God in every single thing that they do, in every aspect of life. And this is a most tremendous joy, this recognition of Hashem. How tremendous this is, that the unity of God is there pervading everything. And now we're five lines down. Vav Zayin Shin. Vav Zayin Shin. Vazeh She'om Razal. In the English, it's this is what our rabbis, the Blessed Memory, said. Vazeh She'om Razal. This is what the sages said. Tariyak mitzvahs nitnu li Yisrael. 613 mitzvahs were given to the Jewish people. Bo Chabakuk. Chabakuk came. That means the prophet Habakkuk. Vehemidon alachas. And he put all these mitzvahs, he focused them all on one mitzvah. You know, like the story of the man who came to the rabbi and said, tell me the whole Torah while I stand on one foot. And he said, what you don't like, don't do to other people, which is a wonderful central principle in life. And he said, that is the whole Torah, the rest is commentary. Now here we have an earlier version. Habakkuk lived before that rabbi, and he is putting the whole Torah on something else, another concept, Shenema, as it says, V'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. The righteous person lives by his or her faith. Now faith here has a special meaning. The faith means to recognize. Emunah is really a training. The word emunah is similar to the word omanut, which means, do you know what omanut means? Art. Art. So art means that you have trained yourself to paint in a particular way. And so in this sense, emunah, which in English is usually translated faith, means the paradigm, the way in which you look at existence. And you look at existence in such a way that you see that Hashem is everywhere and in everything. Koloima, that's as if to say, ki ilu einu rak mitzvah achas. It's as if there's only this one mitzvah. Hi emuna levada, and that is this awareness of God. Ki al yedeho emuna levado, because through that awareness, I'm translating emuna, which is normally translated faith, I'm translating it as awareness. Through this awareness of God, yovoi lekiyum hatariyag mitzvahs, the person will come to keep all the 613 mitzvahs. The hainu, and that is to say, kashayiyah liboy sos v'sameach, when his or her heart rejoices be'emunosoi, in his awareness be'yichud Hashem, of the unity of Hashem, betachlis hasimcha, with absolute ultimate joy, ki ilu loyhoiso olov, as if they're only applied to him rak mitzvah zu levado, this single commandment to be aware of and to have faith in and to be conscious of Hashem everywhere. Vehi levado, and this mitzvah alone, this awareness of Hashem, is tachlis b'riyosai. This is the purpose of the creation of each person. V'ubriyas kol ha'olamos, and the creation of all the worlds. Hare b'koyach v'chayis nafshoi, so with the power and the life force of his soul, b'simcha rabazu, with this tremendous joy, being aware of Hashem here and there and everywhere, and unified in every sense, tisale nafshoi, then that person's soul will rise lamaila maila, far beyond al kol hamoinim kiyum, far beyond, transcending anything that might prevent the keeping of kol tariyag mitzvahs, of all the 613 mitzvahs, mibayis umichutz, whether the thing preventing us from keeping the mitzvah is an internal thing or an external thing. In other words, this joyful awareness of the presence of Hashem all over the universe and in every way and in every detail, that is a joyful awareness which leads to keeping all the other mitzvahs. Why does it lead to keeping all the other mitzvahs? Because when a person wants to keep a mitzvah, sometimes they feel, oh, it's very difficult to keep that mitzvah. I can't get kosher food, it's much too expensive. Or there is some internal problem why they can't keep the mitzvah. I can't do this. It's for 50 years I've lived my life in a particular way. I can't start doing something different now. So these are the different kinds of barrier that a person might feel to keeping a mitzvah. But when they feel a tremendous joy in Hashem, that joyfulness is so great that it carries them over those barriers, and they say, well, listen, that's, you know, I thought I couldn't afford it, but in fact, who can afford anything? I'll work it out somehow, and they work out a way that they're going to have kosher food and not non-kosher food. And the person says, you know what, for 50 years I've done this, well, you've got to be young all the time, and I'm going to start doing something new. And through starting to keep things they never kept before in their lives, it gives them a new lease of life, and suddenly they're rejuvenated, they're refreshed in the most wonderful way. In other words, they conquer any kind of problem, any kind of barrier that might stand in the way of keeping the mitzvah. And that's why it says be'emunosa yichya, that through one's faith in Hashem, through one's awareness of Hashem, yichya, one lives. Yichya daika, it really means living. Kitchias hamesim, like the revival of the dead, the whole idea that at a certain time when Mashiach comes, the dead will come to life. All the people who died tragically in the Holocaust, they'll all come back to life. So now as well, it's like a revival of the dead inside oneself. Derech Moshel, as an image of the revival of the dead, kach tichye nafshay, that's how one's own soul, your soul and my soul, is able to be revived and to live b'simcha rabazu, with this tremendous joy and awareness of Hashem. V'hi simcha kfulu u'mechupeles, and in fact it's a double and redoubled joy. Kimuvad simchas hanefesh, because apart from the joy of the soul, hamaskeles, which is thinking about the kirvas Hashem, the closeness of God, v'dirosoi itoi imoi, and the way that God is living close to us here, oidzois, there's a further dimension of joy. Yitzmach bekeflayim, the soul rejoices in a double way, not only thinking about our joyfulness, but besimchas Hashem, it thinks about the joyfulness of God, so to speak. V'goydel nachas ruach lefonov yisbarach, the tremendous nachas, the tremendous pleasure, so to speak, that Hashem has be'emunazu, when we have this faith and this awareness in Hashem. That's amazing. The iskafya sidra achra mamash, because it means that we have quelled all the negative dark things in our world which try to confuse us and try to prevent us from seeing the reality of Hashem. Vizhapech hashoicha l'nahoira, and the darkness has changed to light. Shehu choshech hakripus shebe'olam hazeh. This is the darkness of the forces of impurity in this world, hachumri, this physical world, not just physical but material. One level of world is physical in a level that we need the physicality of the world, otherwise we wouldn't be able to live. But then there's a material dimension of the world that drags us down into its material limitations, hamachshichim u'machasim, which darken and conceal al oiro yisboruch, the divine radiance. And so here we are living in a world with an enormous amount of concealment. And when you look at the papers or anywhere where you're hearing any kind of negative opinion or any kind of negative statement, that is the darkness of the world. And in this dark world, and it is unfortunately dark, ad eis kates, until the time of Mashiach, because when Mashiach comes, there'll be an end of darkness. The Hainu Kates Ayomin, the end of days, what's called the end of days in the book of Daniel, Sheyavi Ruach HaTumah Min HaOretz, when the spirit of impurity will be removed from the world, V'nigla Kvod Hashem, and the glory of Hashem will be revealed, V'roh Chol Boso Yachdov, and all human beings, every single human being in the world, whoever they are, will all be able to see together the oneness of God, Ukumosha Kosov Lakaman, as we will write further on in this book in Tanya. It talks about this more. Ubefrat Ba'atas Oibde Galulim, and especially in the lands of the Gentiles, Sha'avirim Tomei, and the Talmud says the air outside the land of Israel is a pure country. But outside the land of Israel, the countries are considered impure, or molech klipos v'sitz le'achlo, and there are many negative forces there. However, we who are there in that dark situation, when we are aware of the oneness of Hashem and the presence of Hashem, and that Hashem is even there in that darkness, and that Hashem is everywhere, that's amazing. Ve'ein simcha lefon of yisborach, there you can't imagine the tremendous joy that there is for Hashem, seeing the joyfulness that is in the light, the light that comes from the darkness. We are in the darkness, and when we are able to feel a sense of joyfulness at the presence of Hashem, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe once said that this is possible, even a person could be, God forbid, in a concentration camp. He could feel a closeness to Hashem, even though he's in the absolute worst situation imaginable. Nonetheless, there is this joyfulness in Hashem, and you know what that is? That is a complete transformation of darkness into light. That is the most incredible thing. And this is a double joy. It's the joy of the person feeling a joyfulness in God, and it's a joy of God feeling a joy that the person has recognized God. And that is absolutely incredible. V'zeh shekosef, Yismach Yisrael bo'oisav, may the Jewish people rejoice in their Creator. That's the joy of Hashem. Asher sos v'sameach, over the page, because Hashem rejoices b'dirosoi b'tachtoinim, in His dwelling in this lower world. Here, just over there. Because Hashem rejoices in His dwelling in this lower world. And this lower world, Shehein Bechinas Asiyah Gashmis Mamash, which is a real quality of practical action. So Hashem is here in this world of practical action, and we rejoice in Hashem, who is here in this realm. V'zeh shekosov bo'oisav loshon rabim. That's why it says the words oisav, them that made him, them that made the in the plural, shuhu oilam haze agashmi, which is this physical world, hamole klipas v'sitr achla, full of negative forces, shenikra d'shusa rabim, which is called the realm of the public thoroughfare, v'turi de peruda, mountains of separation, So in this realm of multiplicity and of concealment of God, and that's why God's the word for God is put, as it were, in the plural, Ba'oisov, those who made him. And it's God, but it's God in this realm of multiplicity. Nonetheless, v'izhavchen l'nahayra, all this darkness is transformed to light. V'na'asim rushus hayochid, and it becomes the private realm, liyichud yisbarach, a realm for the oneness of Hashem be'emunazu, through this faithfulness, through this awareness of Hashem. So this chapter is talking about the idea of attaining a beautiful, pure awareness of Hashem as being there in everything and at every level of existence. And through that awareness, we have the zest and the life force to carry out every single mitzvah that comes our way. We're able to do everything positive that needs to be done. And also we're able to see in a positive, beautiful Jewish way, according to the Torah, looking at the world around us in a Torah way, in a spiritual way. And that is the greatest blessing that anyone can have, and that is the true joyfulness that a Jew has in this world. And it's not only the joyfulness of the Jew, it's the joyfulness of Hashem as well. And these last few lines, or just before the last few lines, Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisav, this rejoicing of the Jew in God, that every one of the seed of Israel should rejoice in the joy of God who rejoices in his dwelling in this world. This is one of the 12 Torah psukim that the Rebbe, the Torah passages that the Rebbe taught for children. And so there are lots of little children and they declare this passage, Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisav. So it's an absolutely central concept in the Torah, and we've just learned it this evening.
That's very nice.
May Hashem may the Jewish people should rejoice in God. That means that everyone from the seed of Israel should rejoice with the joy of God, who is joyful through his dwelling in this lower world. And he dwells in this lower world through our awareness of it.